Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome your faces back to another episode of Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and as usual, if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, today you join me back down Silty Shallows. It's Saturday, it's 13 minutes past 10. Had a little bit of a lay-in, not gonna lie. Could be bad for me because I might have like missed out on a nice big bite this morning, but hey-ho, that's the way it is. We're gonna fish up to dark anyway. So I've decided to come back here again. I'm in search of one of the 30s out of this lake. It's not going to be my main lake I'm going to focus on. It's not going to be a noisy lake from last season. But I just want to spend a little bit of time on here trying to get the 30 out. I will be going back onto my big waters, hopefully. Well, the plan was, I'm not going to lie, right? The plan, why would I lie anyway? The plan was actually, was going to be doing tonight on one of the big lakes. I don't know which one we was going to do. We're just going to have a look around and see what we could find, basically. And then we was going to do one in the week as well, but all things didn't happen. Alex isn't well at the moment, so that just didn't happen. So I'm not going to neglecting the other lakes, but we are going to be back on them for some big carp, hopefully. But I want to get some fish on the bank at the same time, boost up that confidence, and I feel like this water is a good water to do that on. It's not like mega easy, but it's not mega hard, and I do feel like I can get some fish out of it, and I do want another 30s anyway. So I've rambled on enough now for 1 minute 45 about absolute nonsense, so sorry for wasting your time there. So we're back on the noisy lake. We're back on this water today. Let me read the title. And I've gone back in the same swim because I feel super confident. I've had a lot of fish out this swim now in the sessions that I've done. So we jump back on there. I've got one rod out right now. If you've not listened to last week's podcast, I do recommend that you go back listening to that one. So anyway, we decided to go with the spinner rig off the cuff because the noodle was just being a bit weird last week. I don't know if it was the fish in it. I was talking to Alex about it. I don't know if it was like bream or like moving the bait, trying to suck it up and couldn't get it or something, and maybe that was giving those weird old liners or something. I don't know. It's just really odd. But as soon as I put on the spinner rig, I hooked one. But then I did hook one on the noodle as well, so I just don't know. So I've gone back out with the noodle again. The spinner rig again. 15 mil SLK DNA pop-up. Gotta love those baits. Gotta love DNA's baits. And the usual, bushwhack it out again with DNA's SLK Bug and SLK Bug. My head's really messed this one, isn't it? With DNA's SLK and Bug crushed up with 15, 18s, 21 mils. Not many at all. And some pellet on top of that. That did the business last week. So we've got up on that again on the same spot. I feel super confident. I didn't need to put the deeper out. I know the area now. It has got a bit of silty shit there, but I'm still catching on it. Bottom on the bottom and off the top, popped up as well, so I do feel confident. But anyway, we're going to give it a go. If needs be, I will swap back over to the noodle. I'm not afraid to do that, and I'm also not afraid to move if it doesn't happen. At the moment, no one else is here, which is good, and I've got a good view of half the lake where I am anyway, so we can see if anything pops its head out for us and says hello. But anyway, let's see what happens. Let's keep our fingers crossed. I need to make some food. I'm hungry. I shall chat to you guys in a millisecond. Well, happy to say it's 10 to 11 and I've just put, oh my God, still can't talk. I've just put 21.7 mirror back. Absolutely buzzing. It was almost like a silent take. It just took it and the rod just bent round and that was kind of like it, and I just hit into it. And the rest is history. Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. So yeah, let's get it back out again. Well, it's 11:20 and I've just unhooked a big fat bream in the water. I think that does answer last week's issue. It definitely was bream. And I remember I said it at the beginning of the podcast,
when I was talking to Alex about it, it definitely was bream picking up the bait, and I just think they were like smaller bream. They were just moving it, like, you know, and it was just doing the alarm, obviously. I mean, I can't say that for 100%, but I knew there was bream in it, but that was a big bream, definitely. That was a big bream, so that's why it, like, took it. And it was a funny bite as well, and it picked up, and I was like, hang on, that's a bite, but not a bite. You know, it was a bream bite, if you know what a bream bite is. It was a bream bite, and I was like, ugh. And I hit into it, and then I was like, it put a little bit of weight, like, I feel a bit of weight on it. I was thinking, there might be a carp, actually. Because it was like, there was definitely a bit of weight on it, but then you know, as bream do, they just, like, come in like a bloody wet, soggy bag. Yeah, so that was it. But yeah, at least we've answered that question. So I think if I wanted to, I could switch back over to noodle. But I think I'm going to persist with the spinner for a little bit longer and see what happens, definitely. So yeah, buzzing, still buzzing. Literally just done that segment and I'm getting some bleeps on the rod again. It's going to be bream, that's for sure. Looks like I could possibly have a shoal of bream on my spot, which is not great. To be fair, it looks like, I think I can see a little bit of fizzing out there on my spot. Ah, come on the carp, push them out. Come on the carp. That does mean I've got to check it soon, because last week when they were doing that, they were actually moving it into like snaggy shit. It was all covered in stuff. So what I might do is prep up, I've got a 4 ounce inline lead on. I've actually got some 5 ounce leads. I'm tempted to put a 5 ounce on. I mean, that'd nail anything. And it's so shallow there, I'm not worried about it really sinking. It's sinking into like silt and stuff and all that. I'll be definitely fine. My hook length's long enough. It's not super short, but it's not super long. But it's like so shallow there. Literally, I could drop a 5 ounce lead inline. No bother. I might just do that. I'm going to go and look at my tackle bag and pull it out and prep that up, I think. Definitely. I'll let you know. What I do is I leave it for a bit. So I'm thinking while I'm doing it. Leave it for a bit. Then bring it in. See if it's all snagged up. If it is all snagged up, then switch over to a 5 ounce. Well, now I'm thinking I might just do it anyway. Ooh. Let me ponder for a bit. Well, it's literally only about 3 minutes since that last section, but still getting bleeped. So I am going to do it, I've decided, and I just want to explain the reasons why I'm going to switch to a 5 ounce lead is that I'm worried that, yeah, if I switch to a 5 ounce, I'm increasing the chances of probably catching a bream. But at the same time, I'm increasing the chances of the bream not pulling my rig off the spot into like snaggy shit. So I'd rather catch a bream and put it back out and feel happy that I'm fishing, rather than get a load of bleeps and then sit there worrying, thinking, shit, am I snagged up? So that's the reason why. I thought it was in line 5 ounce, but they're not. So it's the lead clip system. So I'm going to switch over to the lead clip system. 5 ounce lead. Oh, see, it's beeping now, see? Just picking it up and getting away with it somehow. The hook's sharp as well. That's what baffles me about it. How are they doing it? How do they do it? Do they literally just get it in their mouth and just swim? But you're thinking to hook it still. Unless they're just liners. It could well be liners at the same time. Could be liners. But the same thing, if they're liners, a heavier lead, less chance of them pushing the rig off the spot. I think I'm going to go with that. I am going to go with that, definitely. So let's get her in, get her back out again, see what happens. Fuck, I'm swearing loads. I am super buzzing, super buzzing. That 5 ounce lead's been out for like 10, 15 minutes. I just had an epic battle with a carp. Epic battle. Got him out. I was like, this is definitely going to go 30. And it sure did. 32 pounds for mirror. Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Oh my God, I've got him on the net, in the sling, in the water now, just so I can calm my nerves down a little bit, set the camera up, because no one's here to do photos again of another 30, absolutely gutted, so I'm going to have to do self-takes again, got to get this right. Oh, I'm so happy, I completed it. I phoned Alex as well,
Alex seems to think that might be the biggest one in the lake. I don't know. I thought it was bigger than that. But either way, oh, I can see a car over there now. I can see a car over there. Let me, is that someone that's just pulled up? Could well be. There is a car there. It's going to be ages till he gets around. All right, I'm going to sort my shit out and try and get a photo. Yes, buzzing. Right, the photos are all done. I'm not completely calmed down. I'm happy with the photos. I sent them off to Alex. He had a quick look as well. £32.4, absolutely buzzing. Having a chat with him, and he had a chat with Deals, because Deals was here when we spoke to the bailiff about the big one. I think this is the biggest fish in the lake. It is, because he said, I'm sure the guy said the fish had boggly eyes, and that one, this one had boggly eyes, and Dylan sort of recalls that as well. So I think that is the biggest one in the lake. So absolutely buzzing. So completed it. I think that's my fourth trip. That's my fourth trip down here to get the biggest one out. Absolutely buzzing. Get on, get in with the DNA, SLK. Absolutely buzzing. The carp was just, it was shitting out all my bait. You could see it all coming out, all the boilie. Oh, I'm absolutely buzzing, honestly. I just don't know what to do with myself. It just does go to show you, you don't need to have a million rods out. That's just one rod. One rod out, biggest one on the mat. Yes, bruv. Well, just gone 1300 hours and I just unhooked another bream in the margins. It's bleeping again. I've got bream over there. I think it kind of does go to show it was worth moving up to the 5 ounce. You know, I've caught another bream. I wasn't catching the bream before. And I know I've not been doing it long now, as in like hours wise. It's only not even an hour, but I've had another bream. But yeah, it just goes just to get it off the spot, put the rod back out again. Otherwise, I am just going to sit here thinking, shit, has it moved off my spot? Has it taken it into a load of silt, a load of like debris, like anything that's going to not speak English today? I think I'm just still excited. Has it taken me into some snag? Then I'm not fishing and I'm just going to sit and worry about that. So that's why I'd rather hook it than put it back out again. And then at least I know I'm fishing. So yeah, another bream. All that 1 minute's worth of talking just to say I had another bream.
13.22, just lost the carp. Absolute guy. It was giving me a cracking fight. There's this overhanging tree halfway down, and I've caught on it a couple of times when I've had fish where I've brought the line up, and it's basically just hooked onto the end of it, and it was just enough. It was on there for a bit and I was trying to like flick it off, and it was just enough to give it that little bit of slack and let the carp come off. It's a barbless hook water, so that obviously has got a bigger chance of losing it when you're on barbless hooks, but hey ho. I can't complain. I've had the biggest fish in the lake. Let me finish this. Hold on. Well, just had another bream. There's a lot of bream out there. Just need the carp to push them out of the way again. Bloody bream. Come on, I want another carp. I know it's greedy, but I want another carp. I will add, though, these bream are bloody slabs. Absolute slabs of bream. Honestly, massive. Time is 15:39. Just put the rod back out again because I've just lost one. Actually snapped up, which I'm really gutted about. I'm sitting on my rods. On my rod. And literally I grabbed it, but it was just, the carp was just too quick. It beat me. Literally. Had it for a bit. It was like playing it and it was just like, and then ping, snapped off. Absolutely guided. Ah, that's two I've lost now. Damn it. Well, it's been super quiet for the past hour and a half. The bream have obviously moved off the spot, which is nice, but the carp haven't moved in, which is a massive shame. So I've all packed up now, unfortunately, but I am absolutely buzzing, £32.4 mirror, absolutely amazing, biggest fish in the lake. I said to Alex, I said to Ben, I said I wanted to catch a 30 out of each of the lakes, and I've just done it in this lake. When I was speaking to Alex earlier, I've done it in this lake and I've done it in my other one. I've forgotten the names of them, like the coded names. Oh, dearie me. And they're like the hardest ones to get the 30s out of because there's not as many 30s in there at all. So in theory, I've got the hardest fishing lakes to do now, but there's more 30s and there's 40s and there's a 50 in one. So I've got that to aim at now. So it's good. I can move off this lake now, which I won't totally move off it. I will come back because I really want to do some float fishing for carp and some surface fishing for carp in the warmer months. But yeah, that's it done now, I think. Just the old fun sessions now, maybe, or if I feel like a bit of a mix up if I've been obsessing over the other lakes. But yeah, rambling on a little bit there again. Sorry about that. Absolutely buzzing. Good old Nash's Bushwhack had done the job again, and wouldn't be able to cast that spot without it. Good old DNA Baits, SLK and Bug, SLK doing the business on the hook end today. Big up them companies, honestly. Been using their stuff now for a while. 110 million% impressed with the Bushwhacker and the baits. So anyway, I'm going to call this one here. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you go fishing from now until our next podcast, let's hope you put a massive record lake fish. I'm too excited still. A big old fish on the bank. There you go. If that's how you put a big old fish on the bank. Anyway, guys, take care of yourself. Much love. Thank you for the continued support and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.